12 Africa Cup of Nations title, and Ivory Coast to the same trophy in 2015 is taking charge of Morocco, as we hear now from our African football guru, David Legg.
Yes, Sonny. Herb Renard is off to Morocco. It's a 3-year contract. He'll be in charge of the senior national team. He will also be in charge of the senior home-based national team. That will be the one that will compete in the African Nations Championship, the recent finals, of course, in Rwanda. And he will also oversee the Olympic team. And he's been given, Sonny, quite tough tasks. The Moroccan Football Federation, they want him to reach at least the semifinals of the 2017 Cup of Nations in Gabon, and that's something Morocco haven't done for some time. And also, he's expected to take Morocco, who are ranked 19 at the moment in Africa, to the World Cup finals. Now, on June the 24th in Cairo, 20 countries, including Morocco, will go into the pot, and they'll be split into 5 groups of 4, and the 5 group winners will go to Russia. So I would say that's not an impossible task by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a tough one. I mean, if you look at the Cup of Nations group, for example, Morocco will play Cape Verde home and away in March. Now, both sides have already won their first 2 games against Libya and Sao Tome and Principe. Another interesting thing, Sonny, about Herb Renard is he does very well in Africa, but not so well in Europe. He created a sensation in 2012. Zambia went to the Cup of Nations in Gabon as absolute no-hopers. Of the 16 countries, they were probably one of the least fancied. And yet it's history now that they went all the way. They shocked Ghana in the semifinals, survived a missed penalty by Didier Drogba in the final against Ivory Coast before winning that after a shootout. Then Renard went back to France. He took over a League One side called Sochaux, but he couldn't avoid relegation, and he left the club soon afterwards. Then, despite being wooed by Morocco, he decided to go to the Ivory Coast, an Ivory Coast team desperate for success. Their last Cup of Nations title was way back in 1992, and he succeeded again against amazing odds, because in the final against Ghana, they were trailing 2-0 in the penalty shootout, but they clawed their way back. And eventually it was Boubacar Barry, the veteran goalkeeper, who saved the penalty and then went to the penalty spot, took a penalty and scored from it to give Ivory Coast a long-awaited title. Now, Renard decided once again, wanted to go back to France to prove himself there. He took over at Lille. But after 13 matches with Lille, he had only accumulated 13 points. That's 13 out of 39. So in other words, he'd had a 33% success rate. It wasn't good enough for the club officials at Lille, and he was fired. So now, Sonny, a third attempt in Africa with Morocco. Interestingly, Renard is the only coach to win the Cup of Nations with different countries. Hassan Shahata of Egypt, he won the Cup of Nations on 3 successive occasions, 2006, 2008, and 2010, but they were all with his native Egypt. Renard, on the other hand, has won it with Zambia and Ivory Coast, and now will attempt what you could only describe as an amazing treble, trying to win it with Morocco.
In African club football, David, recent action, first leg preliminary round in both the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup tournaments. Let's begin with the Champions League, David, and how about the results?
Right, Sonny, it's Mafunzo of Zanzibar 0, V-Club of DR Congo 3, Chicken Inn of Zimbabwe 1, Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa 0, Mangosport of Gabon 0, Etoile of Congo 0, Wydad Casablanca of Morocco 2, Douanes of Niger 0, Gomahia of Kenya 1, Knaps of Madagascar 2, St. George of Ethiopia 3, St. Michelle United of Seychelles 0, Vipers of Uganda 1, Enyimba of Nigeria 0, Leoli of Lesotho 1, Vitalo of Burundi 2, Olympic Kouribga of Morocco 2, Gamtel of Gambia 1, Stade Malien of Mali 3, Racing Club Bobo of Burkina Faso 1, Zesco United of Zambia 2, Al Ghazala of South Sudan 0, Douanes of Senegal 0, Haroya of Guinea 0. And Mbabane Swallows of Swaziland 1, APR of Rwanda 0. Circle Joachim of Mauritius 0, Young Africans of Tanzania 1. Recreativo Libolo of Angola 5, Racing Mekomiseng of Guinea Equatorial 1. Vulcan of Comores 0, Kaiser Chiefs of South Africa 4. Cotton Chad of Chad 0, ASIC of Ivory Coast 1. Ons Creatures of Mali 1, Al Ahly Tripoli of Libya 2. Nimba United of Liberia 1, Union Douala of Cameroon 3, Club Africaine of Tunisia 2, Tanda of Ivory Coast 0, and finally Ashanti Gold of Ghana 1, Meloudia Bejaia of Algeria 0.
Thanks for those CAF Champions League results, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg. And David will be back later this week with more soccer-licious commentary. Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Andrew, what are the sporty trends on this Wednesday?
Well, one of the biggest trends right now is Manny Pacquiao, of course, the famous Philippine boxer and also member of the House of Representatives in the Philippines. He said in an interview recently that gay people were worse than animals. And so this, of course, set off an uproar on social media. Now, one of the interesting things I found about this was that after this criticism, Pacquiao tried to defend himself, but he took to Instagram to do that.
Okay.
And he cited some Bible verses and things. And then finally, when he realized that there had been so much uproar and these comments were causing harm to his reputation and people were, you know, very upset about these comments, he issued an apology and he went to Facebook to do that. So he wrote out this apology on Facebook. So it's something that really, even though it started with an interview, it's kind of developed and evolved on social media between the commentary that, you know, as people are talking about this, saying that he shouldn't have said that, and then his defending it on social media, and then his apology on social media.
And Pac-Man is pretty active on social media, isn't he?
Very active. And so, actually, it's not very surprising that he took to social media to address this issue, because he does have such a big following, because he is so active there. It's probably the best way for him to get the word out and get to his fans and all of those people that are commenting.
Pacquiao scheduled to fight American Timothy Bradley for a third time on April 9th in Las Vegas. Andrew, can this hurt his reputation, these controversial comments?
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, certainly this apology, I think, will maybe diminish some of the effect that it's had. But I wouldn't be surprised if he lost some fans over this. And come April 9th, it may be a very lopsided fight. But it, you know, remains to be seen. Social media is one of those interesting things where sometimes people apologize and people say, okay, we'll move on. Sometimes people kind of seize on these comments and they become something that really can harm a career and harm someone's reputation. So we'll see as it develops.
Andrew, in terms of social media, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. I received a Facebook message from Chuma Birdman Ngona, who writes from Kapiri Mposhi, Zambia. Chuma says he loves the Sunny Side of Sports and he urges me to keep up the good work. Thanks for those encouraging words, Chuma. Joshua Gyamfi sent me another Facebook message from Kumasi, Ghana. Joshua is a longtime listener of the Sunny Side of Sports, and he says he hopes I had a happy Valentine's Day. I did, Joshua. In terms of Kumasi, I visited Kumasi in 2001 during my first visit to Ghana. Two quick shout-outs for Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori, who showed me around Ghana on that trip. And another shout-out for the late, great Hot Rod Thomas, who accompanied me on that trip to Kumasi. Rod was one of our veteran Voice of America producers. Thanks for writing, Joshua. Back to Andrew Palcheski. What else is trending out there, Andrew?
This is a very interesting article I saw about the top three social media all-stars in the NBA. Now, we talked last week about the NBA All-Star Game and players actually on the court playing. This is their activity on social media, and far and away the number one is LeBron James.
LeBron, okay. Yes. Now, I would have said Kobe.
Well, Kobe's number two in the West. They have it split up into the West and the East. LeBron's number one overall, but also number one in the East, followed by Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony. In the West, it's Steph Curry, who's number one, then Kobe Bryant and Chris Paul. And basically what this is a measure of, it's this company called MVP Index, and what they measure is the social media intelligence. I wasn't quite sure what they meant by that, but basically it's how much sway these players have in social media, particularly with brands. And they give a very interesting example. They say that Damian Lillard, who is another basketball player,
okay,
he's sponsored by Adidas. He's tweeted in a period of time, say 80-plus times, about his sponsorship with Adidas, his Adidas shoes, those kind of things. In the same period of time, LeBron James has tweeted 6 times about Nike. And, of course, he is sponsored by Nike, has a relationship with them. The 6 tweets that LeBron has sent out in the same period of time where Damian Lillard sent 80 earned more money and more engagement for Nike than 80 tweets, just 6.
So, in other words, LeBron is more bang for your buck when it comes to tweets.
Absolutely. And they point out in this article from Forbes that LeBron James is king on Instagram. He has had 340 million plus impressions since this fall. And that equates to, they say, about over $10 million in business. So in addition to social media being something where these players can connect with the fans, where they can show off maybe what they're doing both on and off the court, it's a big moneymaker for a lot of these sponsors.
And Andrew, bringing it back to Manny Pacquiao, perhaps the Pac-Man should follow LeBron in the way he handles social media.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Sonny. I think that in addition to the fans looking at Pacquiao's comments, I think his sponsor is going to be looking at those too. And I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if that apology was partially because of that. I'm not saying it's not genuine, but there may be other factors at play, like money.
Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Thanks for joining us again, Andrew.
Great to be here. Thank you.